شكرا السيد.
Thank you, Chair. Allow me first and foremost to welcome my fellow participants at this session of the Conference on Disarmament. We are lucky, as we are in fact attending a discussion about our annual report and the ways and means and how the consensus rule is being implemented in practice between members to this conference. My comment is restricted to the content of paragraph 23. However, I wish nevertheless to thank you for your immense efforts to reach a consensus regarding the report as a whole. Having heard the explanations submitted by Her Excellency the Ambassador of Canada regarding the documents and paragraphs 22, 21, and 22, 18, we found that their response took up some of our concerns. However, we found that we were in fact confronted with two different documents. Document 2218 was not examined at those meetings held on the 3rd and 5th of August. A second comment, a reference to those two documents, to paragraph 25, is connected to paragraph 23 and the contents of that paragraph. Therefore, I find that the balance has been disturbed here, as we are referring to two documents. We could consider restoring the balance by examining that proposal submitted by our distinguished colleague from the Russian delegation. However, this requires that the document be circulated so that we may examine it, as well as a circulation of the proposal made by Cuba. Then we could seek to restore the balance by adopting a language that duly reflects consideration of paragraph 23 and, in fact, takes us away from dedicating a procedure that impedes reaching agreement and consensus at this conference. I shall stop here, Chair, and simply state that we are awaiting further instructions from our capital. Thank you.